The United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Ron Rawson greeting you on behalf of Guest Star, a transcribed savings bonds program presented by the station as a public service. Before we get into the show, let me make a suggestion. Plan to set some of your income aside for the future. It's a sure way to security, and the sure way to save is through the regular purchases of the world's finest, safest investment, United States Savings Bonds. Today, our guest is that daffy comedian who has starred in innumerable motion pictures, Hugh Herbert. You'll enjoy his appearance on this program, so get set for a good time as Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra ring up the curtain with a Sosnick arrangement of Dancing in the Dark. Swell, Harry. And now, friends, our guest, Hugh Herbert. He plays the part of a motion picture director in a sketch by Harry Lawrence, Unhappy Ending.
Hollywood, the place that makes motion pictures. Hollywood, the place that made the aspirin tablet famous. This is a story of Hollywood and Wally Hopkins, the four ulcer director.
Now, Mr. Hopkins, just relax on this couch and tell me everything.
Okay, Doc. I'm Wally Hopkins. For 22 years, I was a director for Vanity Films. My boss, Roscoe Reddington, was a nut on happy endings for his pictures. Then a March Smiling used to say.
I remember. He was noted for that.
Yeah, for 22 years, nothing but happy endings. My darling, Clinch. Soft music. Fade out. Rare raspberries.
You seem to be suffering from frustration.
Doc, you can spell that neon letters on my tombstone. After 22 years, I was going from bad to nurch. One day, I keeled over. Doc told me I had a heart condition. Had to take it easy. No more directing. I had plenty of money. I could afford to retire, but I hated to quit without doing what I wanted to do.
A picture with a sad ending.
Right, right. Arrested up for 5 years, then. A while back, I get an offer from Apollo Pictures to do one picture. Doc says I can do this one, but this has positively got to be the last. I read the script. It's perfect.
A sad ending.
Oh, a tearjerker. A tearjerker. They're madly in love. He proposed to her. She turns him down. He commits suicide. And she goes back to her husband. Beautiful, beautiful.
That sounds all right. What happened?
Well, Doc, I'm on the final scene. I'm saving that till the last. The set is all dressed up and light.
All right, Charlie. Close the set to visitors. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry, folks. All visitors are out for this next scene. Everybody out.
No, I'm not taking any chances here. Here you are, Ramona. Oh, there you are. All set for the big scene?
All ready, Mr. Hopkins.
Good. Where's Jack Bannister?
Right here, Mr. Hopkins.
Oh, listen. I want you to do this in one take.
Yes, sir.
Makeup okay?
Yes, Mr. Hopkins.
Costume okay?
Yes, Mr. Hopkins.
Know your line?
Yes, Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, Mr. Hopkins. Yes, Mr. Now, cut out the comedy, Jack. This is serious with me. This is my last chance to make a picture with a dramatic punch at the end instead of the usual goo.
Woo. We understand, Wally. Yeah.
Well, just leave it to us now, Wally. We'll give it everything we've got.
That's all I ask. Don't let me down. At the beginning, give it everything you got, then build up to a climax.
Oh, Mr. Hopkins!
All right, Charlie. Excuse me, everyone. I'm nervous as you folks.
Wally's such a character. But he's sincere, and I like him.
Wally's all right. Ramona, this may be our last picture together.
Oh, no.
It could be. My agent just called. They're not picking up my option.
Oh, Jack. After your wonderful work in Happiness House.
That's Hollywood for you.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I know. But what are you going to do?
Well, I've saved my pennies. They're big dollars now. They'll take care of me nicely. But, well, what I'd like to do, Mona, is make a few personal appearances and then come back here and get married.
Get married?
It's being done every day, even in Hollywood.
But who?
Who else but you, Mona?
Me? Oh!
Look, I've made love to you for over 5 years, but always on the screen. Now that I really want to do it, I don't know how to go about it. All the loving words I wanted to whisper to you, I've already said them on the screen.
Oh, Jack, dear, it isn't the words that count.
Mona, you mean you will?
All right. Everything's set for the big emotional scene, too. Are you two all keyed up for it?
You bet we're keyed up.
All right. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Lights are... Okay. Camera, okay? Okay. Sound?
Okay.
All right. Let them roll. Let them roll. All right, now let's go. Go ahead.
At last, darling, I found you alone.
Alone and tired. Oh, so tired of all this glitter and sham they call society.
Why not get away from it? Get free from all this.
If I only could.
Just one little word will make you free. Oh, darling, you must know I love you. I've told you in 1,000 ways. Now I'm telling you with my heart. Sweetheart, will you marry me?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Oh, darling.
Wait. Cut. Stop! Hey, stop the scene. Stop everything. What's the matter with you? For the love of Mike, somebody pry him apart.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wally. I'm sorry. I love him. And yes. I just couldn't help it, Wally. I'm awfully
supposed
sorry.
To say no.
Mr. Hopkins, here's a man who wants to see you.
Oh, I told you the set's closed to visitors. I can't see anyone. Oh. Hello, Roscoe.
Wally, I wanted you to be the first to know. Vanity Films has just bought Apollo Pictures, and I'm your boss again.
Oh,
there was a wonderful finish, Wally. We'll use it. Send him out smiling.
And that's what happened, Doctor. That's why I came to see you, because I need a psychiatrist. But good. Hey, Doc, where are you?
Oh, the doctor will be back in just a moment, sir.
Hmm?
He just stepped down the hall to see his psychiatrist.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I can't give you anything but love. Boy! Oh.
you, Herbert, for an amusing performance. Now, friends, before we bring Mr. Herbert back for a curtain speech, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Buffoon. Once more, our guest star with a special message. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hugh Herbert.
I've listened to a number of these guest star programs in the past, just as many as you have, I'm sure. And every star who has appeared on this stage has been an enthusiast in his recommendation of the United States savings bonds. I don't wonder that they do, for I am a savings bond enthusiast myself. I believe there's no finer, no safer investment in the world today. Where else can you be assured of a return of 33% in just 10 years? And where else can you have the security of complete protection while the value of your investment is steadily increasing? So, friends, buy saving bonds. Buy them regularly through one of two automatic plans, the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, the bond a month plan where you bank. Whichever plan suits your case, start now and buy United States saving bonds on a regular basis. It's a certain way to assure yourself of a secure future for yourself and your family. So, thank you, and woo-hoo, goodbye.
For the past quarter hour, you have heard the transcribed Savings Bond program, Guest Star, presented by this station each week at this time as a public service. Our special thanks to the star of today's show, the well-known motion picture comedian, Mr. Hugh Herbert. Others in the cast included Lorene Tuttle, Barton Yarborough, Norman Field, and Peter Lee. Louis Graff directed the play. Harry Sosnick conducted the Savings Bonds Orchestra. At the same time next week, we'll have more fine music and another great star, so join us, won't you? Meanwhile, this is Ron Rawson, your host, reminding you that for safety and profit, your savings are best invested in United States savings bonds.